Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
SEC, Texas A&M has an offense more dead than disco, and Welcome to the SEC, Oklahoma. I hope you enjoyed being the bully of the Big 12, because now you're going to be tasting your underwear as it's held over the flagpole in a brand new conference. These were just some of the massive overreactions I heard this past weekend when discussing spring games. And I'm not saying that there is no reason to be concerned, but the crazy part is these were more of the casual takes when it came to the spring game. So I figured today, let's go through some of the biggest overreactions from week two of spring games and discuss where the fine line is when it comes to breaking down teams for 2024 season. What's going on, SEC Unfiltered? It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure you like the video, comment down below what is your hottest take from the spring game this past weekend, and make sure you hit subscribe, because we're talking SEC football right here every single day leading up to the regular season. Make sure you're following me on social media at Mr. Cole Thompson and my own YouTube channel at Mr. Cole Thompson. Follow us on social media, because we're going to be everywhere so long as Elon Musk continues to come out with apps. At SEC Unfiltered, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we got you covered. Make sure you download the podcast version of the show wherever you get your podcast listening systems. And to keep up to date with everything going on in the number one conference in all of college athletics, make sure that you visit secunfiltered.com. Overreactions from the spring games. Now, this is very common. So let's go ahead and start off by saying everything that you see in the spring is just a baseline. It does not give you a sense of optimism that you are going to terrorize the entire conference, and it doesn't give you a sight of dismay that you're going to be one of the lackluster programs. This is a base for where you are going into the summer months. And between now until November, a ton of things can happen, including quarterback position battles, upgrades in the transfer portal, and a slew of other moves that might make you one of the better teams when all is said and done. But these were some of the biggest takeaways that I heard this past weekend that were absolutely awful. Texas, QB battle on the 40 acres. Arch Manning absolutely balled out. I'm not going to sit here and try and argue with those who believe that Manning is not up to par simply because of his last name belongs to two of the greatest quarterbacks that ever graced the SEC. If he didn't have the last name Manning, he would have been a three-star talent. He would have been an overrated, hyped prospect, and he certainly wouldn't have gotten attention from Texas and Ole Miss and LSU and countless other SEC programs. Yeah, the kid balled out. I don't care if it was against average coverage. I don't care if it was a busted play. And I don't care if it was against a second team. Still played phenomenal. 11 of 13, 189 yards, two touchdowns in the first half. Finished the day with 355 passing yards, three touchdowns, one interception, while completing 19 of 26 pass attempts. Now, the first thing that people are going to say is that because of Quinn Ewers with the Alfred Collins big fumble recovery, interception, return for a touchdown, this is going to be an open competition. Steve Sarkisian knows that right now he has a roster built to win a national title. Yeah, until further notice, you got to remember that Quinn Ewers took you to the promised land last year. You may not like it. You may not think that Quinn Ewers is as talented as Arch Manning, but Manning signed up for this. He knew going in that as long as Ewers was making strides, he was going to be the starter and I was going to be the backup. Guess what? Last season, you saw phenomenal growth from Quinn Ewers. His completion percentage was up. His passer rating was up. His touchdown to interception ratio was up. He did it all. The only concern that really you had was the injury. Is it going to be another year in the SEC where potentially he's not going to play a full season and now you got to turn to Manning? And maybe that's kind of a good thing, though, to be able to have the level of competition raised. Great teams, great programs always find a way to have every nook and cranny covered before they take the field. So that way they know we're going to be fine regardless of what happens. We lose our number one wide receiver, our number two can have over 1,000 yards. We lose our tight end, we feel very confident in our backup. Our offensive line depth is tremendous. We can lose a starter and not lose a beat. And that's the way you got to look at it with a guy like Arch Manning. He is the future. He is going to be a name that is probably, hopefully, a Heisman contender. And without question, now seeing what Ryan Wingo can do at wide receiver, plus Jonte Cook, Isaiah Bond, and countless others, you have high optimism on the 40 acres that, yes, this is a Texas team that last season marched its way into Bryant-Denny Stadium, got a 10-point victory over Nick Saban in the house that he defined, and now they're ready to do that in the conference in general. They're not showing up to the SEC ready to sit at the kiddie table. No, they're ready to go ahead and make an impact. But it's going to be with Quinn Ewers. And until further notice, it should be with Ewers. The guy proved last season he can lead your team to the highest honor. And he was a throw away from going to the national championship playing in Houston. Until you see regression set in, this is Ewers' team. That doesn't mean that Arch Manning isn't the future and that it's very bright and that he is going to push for starting reps at some point. But week one rolls around, there's no quarterback conversation. There's absolutely none of that whatsoever.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Texas A&M, Marcel Reed, legit QB1 material. Yes, I do believe that this is not an overreaction. If Marcel Reed, the dual threat passer from Nashville, Tennessee, one of the best players in the Volunteer State, was to start for Texas A&M, I would feel very confident. In fact, I would say that this is a perfect blend of what you're looking for if you're Colin Klein, the guy who was a very mobile quarterback, finished in third place against Johnny Manziel for the Heisman in 2012. He's now the OC down in College Station. I watched him a lot. He was phenomenal. The ability to utilize his legs is second to none. But let's not forget what Connor Wegman can be. Last season, before the foot injury against Auburn, he was on pace to throw for over 3,400 yards, 35 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions. His completion percentage went up. His turnover ratio went up because of more plays. But at the same time, the progression moving downfield, the highlight reels, seeing what you were able to have with Noah Thomas and Evan Stewart and a countless other bunch of receivers, this is a really good team. Wegman didn't have that on Saturday. That was the part that I think a lot of people forget. When you look at the offense, Jalen Henderson and Marcel Reed were working with Moose Muhammad, Noah Thomas, guys who are going to be fixtures of this team for 2024. And meanwhile, you have Cyrus Allen and a bunch of freshmen working with number 15. So imagine if you were to put Wegman in that same offense opposite of Thomas, Muhammad, and whoever else ends up breaking out, plus potentially they could be in the market for Penn State's Keandre Lambert-Smith, you would feel a lot better. And he also didn't have his starting offensive line. So make no mistake about it, Marcel Reed is absolutely going to compete for QB2. And in 2 years from now, if he still remains at Texas A&M, should be the starter, and a pretty damn good one at that matter. But Connor Wegman earned the right to be the starter going into the regular season. Until further notice, he has to show massive regression before I think you can take him out of that conversation. He's a good quarterback. He still is very much unproven, but unproven is not a bad thing right now. And especially when you have a defense that looks like it's about ready to terrorize the SEC in 2024, I think you're okay with having a little bit of discrepancy when it comes to quarterback and giving Wegman a little bit of a longer leash to figure things out coming back from injury. Oklahoma. Jackson Arnold is still a question mark. I've heard a lot of things from the Oklahoma spring game, mostly positive. The thing that most people are probably concerned about was the accuracy when it came to Jackson Arnold. And even then, I don't think it's that bad. 10 of 20 passes, 233 yards, 2 touchdowns. The biggest thing, no interceptions, no turnovers. That was a major blip in the Alamo Bowl against Arizona. So many people thought at that point, when Jeff Lebby had already signed on to go down to Starkville and they were turning over to Seth Luttrell as the offense coordinator, this was going to be the consistent. We were only going to see Arnold have 4 touchdowns in a game, 3 interceptions. Well, the turnover rate went down and the completion percentage was only at 50%. But at the same time, you saw what this kid is capable of. And you also saw what you got in a number one wide receiver in Deion Burks. This is going to be a very dynamic offense if they are able to hold a block. And I felt very confident watching this offensive line going up against this defense, there were some moments and there were some highs, but for the most part, I think it can feel at least somewhat consistent knowing that you have something in the likes of a decent offensive line. And even then, Jackson Arnold's going to learn how to play behind this unit over time and have an understanding, I have this amount of time to be able to get a throw off. I have this amount of time to go through my progression. I don't have to worry about these minor things that are going to be leading to major mistakes in the not-so-distant future. So I see a guy like Jackson Arnold, 10 of 20, two touchdown passes, three passes of 25 yards down the field, being able to see what Deion Burks from Purdue was able to bring, being able to see what Andre Anthony was able to provide, being able to see this defense led by Grayson Houghton, PJ Abadare, be able to have great first halves, Connie Walker, having Peyton Bowen get involved. To me, that's the positive that I take away in all this. And this is just the start. By week 7, if this is going to be what the offense looks like, then yeah, you have reason for concern. But for now, all you're saying is the turnovers are down. The completion percentage still is down. All we have to do is now bring that up. And as long as we have that, we're not in a bad place. You know where you're never in a bad place? When you're wearing Roback. Roback, if you haven't heard of them before, number one, where have you been living over this entire time? And number two, why don't you go ahead and pick up a Roback today? Because it is not only the best form-fitting outfit that you could ever have, from the pro performance polos to the hoodies to the shorts, but it's the best fit and the best feel. Summer's right around the corner. You and I both know this. It is going to be a sweltering summer, as it always seems to be, because global warming is about ready to take over the planet Earth. And I don't want to have back sweat. I live in Houston, Texas. I'm dealing with the murky muddiness that is humidity in July, and I'm already playing on the back nine, hating my back swing. You know what I don't do? I don't have back sweat. And that at least makes me a little bit more confident in my game. It makes me feel better. I look good. I feel good. I still swing bad, but you know what? At least I'm out there having fun, and I'm not having to sweat my keister off. So if you want to go ahead and make sure that your upcoming summer is filled with not a lot of back sweat, not a lot of back knee, and more importantly, a lot of fun times, make sure that you visit roback.com, R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com, and use the promo code SECU for 20% off your very first purchase. 20% off whenever you go visit roback.com on our performance polos, hoodies, shorts, and a ton of other stuff. They also just released their Azalea collection. The Azalea, it's a great drink made for the Masters. It's also a great outfit that makes you look good and feel good leading up to the regular season. Make sure that you visit roback.com and use the promo code SECU for 20% off your very first purchase. South Carolina, Lenora Sellers will save the Gamecocks. Okay, Lenora Sellers balled out. Lenora Sellers is going to be a good, is going to be a dude. He's going to be a stud. He's going to make sure that those glasses are basically worn by every single kid in Columbia in the not-so-distant future. He is going to have literally everyone rooting for Sellers. There are going to be comments made by fans, sell for Sellers in the NFL draft. They're going to want to see the South Carolina product Sellers sell out stadiums. We had this conversation last year when it came to Spencer Rattler. Not enough people, I think, truly respect what Rattler did for South Carolina. There were moments where, yes, he wasn't the reason why you won games, but he was the reason why you stayed in it. And there's a very good shot that without Spencer Rattler last year, you probably aren't a 5-17. You probably are more so 3-9, 2-10. There's a shot that you lose Mississippi State. And instead, he has to play above and beyond. The question is, how do you feel about the rest of this team? How do you feel about the wide receiver room? There's no more Juice Walls. There's no more Xavier Leggett. How do you feel about the names behind him? How do you feel about Rocket Sanders taking over as your new lead back? And do you feel confident that there is another guy in place just in case of any regression setting in? How do you feel about the worst offensive line in the SEC? How is it going to be going into a second year underneath Dow Loggins' play calling? How do you feel about this defense stepping up? You lost some names to the portal. You didn't bring in a ton of talent. And the ones that you did, there's at least some promise there, but nothing is guaranteed. I like Lenora Sellers. I think that he could be a reason why we are talking about South Carolina getting to 7-5, keeping Shane Beamer around for another year. And I'm going to be completely real. I love Shane Beamer. I know he is the most punchable face in the entire SEC, according to some, but that's a dude that I would run through a wall for, and I would love to send my kid to go play for. But I understand results are results. Sellers has got to sell out, and he's got to be the king of everything. Plain and simple. I would love to curse about it, but I don't want to because I don't want this video to get taken down by YouTube. At the same time, that's what you got. you need him to ball out. And even then, I still feel like there's a lot of question marks and concerns. Yeah, he played well. You can't really argue with the drive that he had, 9 of 11, 70 yards, rushed for 38 yards, had a scoring drive on one attempt. There's a lot of potential for this team to be better than advertised. I think 5.5 wins is egregiously low for what South Carolina could be. And we know that we've always seen a guy like Shane Beamer get the best results when his team has its back against the wall. You saw improvements from year one to year two. It was year three where things started to go south. I think you can still see that progression. But don't kid yourself for one second and go and say, yeah, Lenora Sellers is going to be the reason why South Carolina is making the college football playoff. I know you're excited, but that doesn't mean it's probably going to happen right now. Mississippi State, Blake Shapen was held back by Baylor. Okay, so maybe. This is a maybe. I do think it's a slight overreaction because you were playing against you. And I think Shapen looked wonderful. In fact, I would say right now, the way that you saw him play, 18 of 22 for 312 yards and 3 touchdown passes, that's a quarterback that is going to be highly successful in the SEC with the right personnel. They recently just added in a running back, Amos from Ball State, who was actually at, Louisville before that. Regardless, you feel good about where this team could be, but you have to feel good about the wide receiver core. And also, how do you feel about your defense? Because throwing for 312 yards against Mississippi State in a spring game might actually be a negative instead of a positive. Like every single once in a blue moon, you see teams have really good spring outings offensively. And then you say, well, the defense still played well. Ohio State's a perfect example of this. I think it's extremely challenging to go ahead and take anything away from what Will Howard did because that's a top five defense. How do you feel about Blake Shapen? Is this more so a sign that the defense is going to be hindered by miscommunication? It is going to be lackluster. They're not going to have a sense of positivity going into the regular season. Or do you feel like right now, this is this Mississippi State offense that can put up enough points, that can have great numbers with Rashad Amos in your backfield and Blake Shapen to where actually they're probably 6-6. I think there's some truth to what Jeff Grimes' offense was for Blake Shapen down in Waco, but at the same time, I saw the mental mistakes never truly ever hit their stride. And until you see it against a real SEC opponent, until you see it against a team where they aren't going to be taking it easy, they're going to be pressuring Shapen to move outside the pocket. Let's go ahead and temper our expectations down in Starkville. You can ring the cowbell and be very excited that there is a new era of Bulldog football afoot, but that doesn't mean it's going to be winning from the jump. Sometimes taking 2 steps back to take 5 steps forward might be the best course of action. Shapen's a good quarterback to stabilize your offense, but it doesn't mean he is going to be one of the best in the SEC when all is said and done. Make sure you like the video, hit the comment section, tell us your thoughts on where was the biggest overreaction from this past week in the SEC spring games.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. What's up with it?